Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome to Siempre Pa'lante. Pa'lante. Siempre Pa'lante.
Hola, mi gente. Welcome to Siempre Pa'lante, Always Forward. I'm your host, Hirabo Luis Alvarez. Gracias for listening. We're back for another recap, and joining me is artist and muralist from the 305, Miss Lushy. She's a Pa'lante All-Star from the show's inaugural season. Need a refresher? Check out Episode 9, Season 1, Arriba los Corazones, Uplifting Hearts Through Art. It's worth the listen. Once again, you're getting a two-for-one special. This is Part 1, and next week, we will be dropping Part 2. This week, you will hear insight on previously released episodes and reviews from Apple Podcasts. Next week, we will touch on current events by yours truly, a few more shoutouts, and some exclusive stories from Miss Lushy. The audio covering just a recap of the episodes is available now on all major podcast platforms. The extended version will be coming soon to my YouTube channel. Don't forget to rate, review, follow, like, and subscribe. For more info on this episode and our guests, check the show notes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the recap.
So, mi gente, what is going on? This is Hirabo Luis Alvarez, host of Siempre Pa'lante, Always Forward, culture-driven, focused on familia, overcoming adversity, and legacy. Just reminding y'all, just in case you didn't read the show notes, this is the recap, episode 24, Truly Blessed, come this far, season 2. And I got somebody that I brought back from season one. She's a Siempre Pa'lante All-Star, Pa'lante All-Star. You know, she's the OG. She's one of the originals of season one that came through and gave this kid a chance when he was starting out. So I want to bring her back, give her flowers as I always do. Miss Lushy!
Hello. Thank you for having me on here.
No doubt, no doubt. Listen, this is a pretty cool, relaxed, chill vibe, and I know you got a lot going on, so we're going to get into the carne con papas, as I like to say, the meat and potatoes, but yes, you've been doing a lot. You've been traveling. You've been doing murals left and right. We're going to get into that, but I know you wanted to share some insight on some of these episodes. I know you're a big supporter of the show. But at the same time, you also, when you find time, because you when you're doing those murals, you got to listen to things. So, you know,
of course, headphones are always on. So I'm always, it's not music, it's podcasts, motivational speeches, a little bit of everything.
There you go. And how you been? How you been? What's been going on?
I've been good. So far this year has been good. Starting off, it was a little slow towards the end of last year. The holidays kind of slowed things down for me, but it was good because my last project was a really big one. So I needed that downtime. But things have picked up again. So I'm working on several things at the moment, and I have a couple projects lined up for the next few months. So I'm like pacing myself, getting back in my flow. So things are moving forward.
Nice, nice. Moving forward. Siempre pa'lante. You know, and if you didn't know, Miss Lushy represents the 305, you know, this big, big shout out to mi gente out. The ones that are sane. I'm just saying, disclaimer, Florida, you need like a passport to get into another passport. I don't know.
A little crazy. It's its own world.
I'm just saying. I always say that joking around, but it's like, yeah, it's I was just there over the holidays and on the low, with the little family vacation. And yeah, it was pretty cool. And I was able to check out that Willy Chirino mural, but we're going to talk about that later. That was nice, and I definitely got a chance to eat some sandwich in Miami. Sandwich, every show I seem to like find a way to show love, and I love doing it because your sandwiches are amazing.
But yeah, well deserved.
Yeah, so we have what we're going to do in the recap. We're going to shed light on a couple of the episodes to give people insight on a little snippet to inspire folks who haven't got a chance to listen, to go back and listen and catch up. And yeah, and that's why we do this. We want people to really get reinvigorated. And if you listen to it already, maybe there's something you missed. So listen, I am mad if you go back and continue to listen. And don't forget, listen, go subscribe, rate, review, show love, 5 stars in Apple Podcasts, like, follow, all these things. But also, if you find it in your heart to not drink that coffee or eat that bagel or have that breakfast and donate to the cause, do so. There's definitely in my links and all my social media handles you can go to. Also, Miss Lushy too does accept nice little funding, you know, these donations of funding to help her keep doing her thing, right? Like this is so if you would love to reach out to Miss Lushy, you would like her to design or do some things. I mean, she is on demand, just letting you know. But be patient, but she will appreciate that. So
thank you.
Right. So this first episode that we are going to review is episode 19. And this was pretty cool. This was, the title was Salud, Dinero y Amor, Health, Wealth, and Love, featuring Yvette Peña. And Yvette Peña, is the VP of Audience Strategy at AARP. When folks heard that I got like Yvette, they were like, man, you just really are just expanding your show to another level. I was like, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not getting any younger. I need that connect in AARP. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, let's listen to this clip and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Proud Afro-Latina from New York City that has deep ancestral roots in the Caribbean. I'm the daughter of immigrants, of fierce poderosas. I'm strengthened by family, especially the Peña sisters. That's what I call my mom y mis tías, who immigrated from the Dominican Republic to the United States to give us a better chance to conquer that American dream. I feel that I am a strong part of this lineage of women. I can't talk about myself without talking about my ancestors because their legacy lives in me. I feel a need to pay forward because of all of their sacrifices.
Wow. Wow. That's a lot to unpack.
Relate so much. Everything she said. Yes to the ancestors.
Yeah, let's start there. Yeah, let's plug the ancestors. Big shout out to all the ancestros that are doing their thing, our spiritual guides that are helping us. So
very special.
What did you think of that? Like that was, and I know you've been checking the show out, but this, you know, and I picked certain clips because I wanted the clips to be powerful and to resonate. And this one was one of those.
Of course, especially, you know, being from like a Hispanic background, you know, and my family also coming to the United States for a better life. You know, I think a lot of Latinos here relate in that sense, you know, as like my parents came here when they were really young. Well, my dad's from Chile and my mom's from Nicaragua, and they both left for different reasons, their countries, but they definitely came here for a better future. And so, you know, I think of their sacrifices and hard work all the time. And I'm grateful that, you know, through their like struggle, you know, I've been able to learn how to survive as well. And what she mentioned, like the women in her family, I grew up in a family where a lot of, you know, the women were like the strong ones, you know, like the ones that really held it down. So when I talk about what I do too, like I always mention my grandmother. That to me, that was my idol. So I go back to abuelita and arriba los corazones because that's what she taught me, you know, that like the positivity and no matter like how hard it gets, you know, it's like keep luchando, you know, keep doing your thing. So I think what she said was very powerful and I relate a lot with that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And Yvette, I know you're listening. You're a big supporter. We love you. that episode was so powerful because to have an Afro-Latina in the position she's in, making such a difference and inspiring future Latinas, right? Like that are going to get into roles in future generations. I mean, and she's helping our elderly, you know, our elderly, which need resources. And it's so important.
That help.
Yeah. Yeah. And her story, I mean, amazing. And that clip right there, just she shared in the episode, she does heart work. Heart work. Like, it's so cool. And the reason, you know, and I look at this title of the episode and it's like, I always curate the titles to really embrace the episode and to give it, it's hard because when episodes are all their own, you know, their own body of work, it's art, you know, and it's, but salud, dinero y amor. I mean, health, wealth, and love.
Yeah. It sums up everything.
It does. It does. And what she's doing, I mean, again, it's absolutely amazing. Vice President of Audience Strategy at AARP. So, mi gente, if you're getting close to that age, sign up for the resources. If you're not close to that age, still look into it. Listen, father and mother time are undefeated. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. We are going to get older. It just, until I always say, until I see a DeLorean in my backyard or I see the Back to the Future things come to reality, we're going to keep getting older. So we want to.
I don't know where I heard this. I think it's I don't know if it was a song or something, but it stuck with me where it says, actually, I think it's from the new Nas album, which I've been listening to a lot. But I think he says something where he says, today is the youngest you'll ever be. And it's true. You know, it's like, this is right now is what we have and we're going up. So.
Oh, you gave me chills. That's one of my favorite songs, King's Disease 3, KD3. And yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, that song. I played that back like 10 times to hear that part because it's just, you're right, like today's the youngest you'll ever be.
Yeah, where he says it's like once a man, twice a child or something, he says, you know, it's like we kind of go like full circle.
It's so true. That's so true. So big shout out to Yvette. Thank you. Can't wait to have you back on again. But your episode was amazing. As all guests, these episodes are just so rich in culture and family and legacy and also wisdom and overcoming adversity. I feel that that's a big piece of these episodes because it gives something to people to move forward with, right? In today's society, you know, we're inundated with content, with media, with the second we wake up, right? To the second we go to sleep.
Yeah, a lot of distractions.
So I ask folks, just carve out a little bit of your time and check my show out because you will feel much better after you listen to an episode. So that's facts. Next episode, this one, I know Miss Lushy, you've been catching up and I know you got this in your radar, right? This episode is a special one. And I told you about this one. It's the title is episode 20. It's called Queen of the One and Twos. The Ones and Twos. Queen of the Ones and Twos. Featuring DJ Pearly.
So cool.
Mi hermana is doing her thing. Like, I'm just saying, like, let's play the clip and then we'll get into more
so
of her.
Inspiring to have all these amazing women.
Yes. And I am very intentional about that, mi gente. You know that. So here we go.
If I'm at a park jam and I have my mom, you know, hey, come with me. Like, we're going to a jam, check out what's going on. Like, watch the B-boys and B-girls dance or, like, check out who's a DJ. I remember the DJ dropped this really, really dope song and my mom remembered it. It was Native New Yorker Odyssey. I'll never forget when she first heard the opening symphony and then, like, the whole chorus going into the first verse. She's like, oh, my God, I remember that song. I used to dance the hustle to it. And just to see her reaction light up, like, her whole face light up with joy and how she reacted in a positive way and how she can see how she's like having a little trip down memory lane. That makes me feel happy to be like, wow, I get to share that moment with my mom.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Power of music.
Ooh. I'm going to say this. I got to just say this. She deserves more media than all the male counterparts. And why I say this, she is the first female, Latina too, mm-hmm. in 2017 to win the US DMC Championship. DJing competition. Yeah. Like, in the history, this thing's been around for a long time.
That's a big deal.
She didn't just do it once. In 2022, she did it again. Two-time DMC champion, five-time competitor in the world championships. She's won the beat juggle. She's got, I mean, there's so many awards and accolades she's received. Mm-hmm. And I got to give a big shout out to mi hermano Edgardo Miranda Rodriguez, the creator of La Borinqueña, Somos Arte, Art Space. He was instrumental in connecting me to her because mm-hmm. we all know this. When you reach out to someone, they don't know you. If you don't know them, the cosign really does help, right, Ms. Leshy? Because you know that. Like,
of course, yeah. It could be, some people might not be reciprocated the same way or be as open. You know?
And it's not, like, for instance, it's not the other person's fault. They're busy, they're doing things. Right. I mean, she's got gigs. And so I was hitting her up and I it's a fine line because you also don't want to be to the point where it's like, okay, who is this person annoying me? But no, so I usually give it room to breathe. I'll hit somebody up, I'll shoot them an email, then a DM, and then wait. And then I try to also look at my network, like, who do I know? Right? Who do I know? And Edgardo, I was just like, hermano, please, I need your help. Can you kindly connect me? Do you know this DJ? I mean, and who doesn't Edgardo know? Edgardo's the man. And he's like, yeah. He's like, hold on 1 second. Like within a few minutes, he set up a group chat DM, introduced me. He's like, hey, Pearly, this is Giraldo. He's got a really cool show, da da da. Just like that.
Awesome.
And within a few weeks, no lie, within a few weeks, got the interview. And the following week, I had her show drop, her episode drop. So
that's awesome.
It was a great show. Like, it was one of those episodes that you listen to it, like, you would think Pearly, and that's like when we talk, you think that we know each other for years. Yeah. Like we grew up together, like, and it was so cool. Like the vibe, like she just.
Of course. I could imagine, did you guys have like, I'm sure you guys got into it with music and talked a lot about all of that.
No, it was, like I said, I know this one's on the docket. For you, and I can guarantee it's going to be one of your favorites. Aside from your episode, but and if you haven't checked out season one, check out Miss Leshy in season one, mi gente. Very good episode, very, very inspiring. Arriba los corazones.
Arriba los corazones.
It just, Miss, man, just to tell you, DJ Pearly was really dope, and I can't wait to work with her again. I always look for ways to work with my guests in any capacity. But yeah, it was really cool. What did you feel about that? Like with the whole, like talking about her mom. And
it's funny, like her, the beginning of her story, like I have like it reminded me of two memories that I have being with my dad, because I would say with my dad is where I shared a lot of like, I guess like musical connection. But I have a far back memory of me being in the car seat and my dad blasting Salt and Pepper, Push It. And it's just like a far back memory of like old school music. And then, you know, me being in elementary school and seeing some of the B-boys in the neighborhood that would go practice at the park by my school. So they're just very early memories of, you know, that and music. And it's really cool to hear her, you know, how obviously, like, seeing her mom react to music, like, I have a lot of, you know, memories of my dad and him talking to me about stories or where it takes him, you know, back in time, a song or whatever experience. And also really inspiring that she continued with that, with the turntables and the DJing. You know, I got into it when I was, you know, very young, 14, and I still have my turntables. They're displayed in the living room. But I, you know, I have, it wasn't something that I dedicated so much time to, because I ended up just dedicating a lot of my time to my art. But I am fascinated by, you know, what DJs do and all of that. So I hope that I can get back into it. But very cool to know that she won the, what is it that you said? She, yes, the GMC, yes. Especially being a female Latina.
Yeah, when I came across one of the mixes she did on the gram, on IG, and I was like, who is this? Like, this is insane. I need her on my show.
I'm excited to check her out. I'm definitely gonna check her out.
It's her mixes are contagious. Just her swag is next level. Like, just she made me a fan instantly, but I really, she's a beautiful person, beautiful human being. Again, all my guests, I mean, have this really positive vibe and energy, and they're bringing a lot of good to the world. But yeah, it was a really cool show. So check it out. Mi gente, if you haven't listened, I know Miss Lushy, this was one I've been telling her, like, look, because she was playing catch. She's been doing so many murals. I don't even want to start going in down that path. But she there's a lot she's been doing. But yeah, this is a good one. So yes, definitely check it out. Big shout out to DJ Pearly, and got mad love for you. And we can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you live. Like, I've been missing these shows. I can't wait to see her live. And yeah, see her at a park jam, at an event near you. She's doing her thing.
What's her her Instagram, to also know, like, where people can follow?
Yeah. We'll have, so what we'll do with all these guests, we'll have that in the show notes. You know, we'll have that the information in the show notes. And it's also, they can go literally when they click on. So a lot of folks think, like, yeah, like, that's a very good question. How could I find every episode I curate? And when you go in the show notes, you have all their information in there. So when you go on episode 20,
awesome.
Boom, everything's there. So you can find all where all the guests are at. So, all right, next one. The next one up. This is interesting. This is episode 21, one of my favorite numbers. It's called Familia, Family. Mm-hmm. And it's featuring this guy, Giraldo Luis Alvarez.
Oh, I think I may know him.
You might know him. I
sounds familiar.
I'll share with you a little of the backstory, why I'm on this episode, and when it dropped too. So let's listen to the clip. Now I'm on this trajectory, creating something unique and special that celebrates culture and family and legacy, so that people can then reflect and go, you know what, maybe I should find out a little bit more about who I am and what my family's about, so that I can be a better person. Because when you embrace your culture, that is your brand.
Mm-hmm.
So this episode, it dropped on 3/23/23.
Mm-hmm.
And big shout out to mi hermano Michael J. Scott, the senator. I call him Senator Scott, a good friend of mine. He interviewed me for the show. And I wanted to leave something where, going back, you know, this show is going to blow up. I know it. The universe is going to bless me. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. I know. But I wanted to create something on a date that we can't do it. Like 3/23/23, you can't go back, right? And it's a cool number.
Yes, it's a beautiful
day. It's also my born day. It's also the day I was born. That's my birthday. So
I wanted to create something that, and I did create something that was a show that gave thanks to my family and my mommy, papi, their journey from Cuba. Yes. And embracing the whole cultural vibe and then letting people understand that the more you know about who you are, mm-hmm. the better you will be. That is your secret weapon. That's your alma secreta. That's something that no one can take away from you because we're unique. We're one of one. So that was the reason behind the show. And it was emotional because there was some parts there, like my friend threw some questions in there, and then he asked me a question about, and I'm not going to talk about everything, but there's something in there about what would you want to say to your daughter listening mm-hmm. to this when she gets older.
Yeah.
And you know, it's I even just thinking about it, it was a tearjerker. It was,
of course. I mean, like going back to your roots is super important. And then how you mentioned, you know, like what legacy you want to leave behind and how like what your parents taught you and stuff and how all of that, like, you know, builds who we are and what do we want to leave behind in teaching our children and the importance of family as well too.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I it's wild that I, you know, I'm creating this platform as I go, like it's building up. And I know we had great conversation earlier this week, and to think where I'm at, but there's so much more to go. There's so much more amazing conversations and more ways to inspire the masses and to have myself on the show. But I'm also a big believer of, if you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And vice versa, talk the talk, walk the walk. You got to do both. You got to be about it, talk about it, be about it. You know, you either step up or step out of the way.
Yeah.
And that's just why I did that, is so people can see, like, I believe in this blueprint of the show, of what it is, of course, bring out the best in people. So,
yeah. I think overall, it's like, you know, giving yourself that chance to speak your truth, you know, like really, you know, be proud of who you are, your story, where you came from. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the theme continues to keep going, right? So now, episode 22, Familia y Baseball, family and baseball. So this one's a little interesting. It's featuring Jason Villa, and mi hermano Jason Villa is the director of product development for MLB, the show. And this is for PlayStation, Sony PlayStation Studios, video games. This guy is doing some amazing things. This is one of the most popular games out there. And it's a pretty cool story behind it, how we met. But let's play this clip.
The things that come to mind when I think of my appearances is kind of fearless. I look back and my dad built a bunch of our houses. He bought the house we were supposed to finish, and he bought 4 acres, sold 3, built our biggest house on 1 with a view of a 3-story house. Like, you look back at it, and even my son, who's 14 years old, my oldest, he's like, really, Tito did that? And he's first generation coming here, but just nothing was too big, right? And I circle back to that notion of not letting anything get too big or too small and staying balanced. That was what my dad instilled in me, is hard work and everything in moderation.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you think of that one?
It's very cool to see like the efforts that your parents do and how they make it look easy, but it's, you know, a lot of hard work. And yeah, pacing yourself as you will.
It's wild to hear. And the content that I curate with these clips, Familia is big in here, right? Legacy is big in here. Culture is big. So when people hear this, it strikes a chord because it causes you to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. And to trigger those positive vibes. And yeah, everybody's in their childhood and their upbringing is different, right? Everybody grows up
differently and the struggles and the accomplishments and all these things. But it's nice to hear, right? Like what you said, like it's amazing what our parents did with little to nothing.
Yeah. To see that, like how they flourished, you know, like when I, how he mentioned about like his dad and then his son, you know, understanding that his grandpa did all of it. For me, that was, you know, my grandmother not knowing like a word of like not knowing English at all, the language, and coming to the United States by herself with two kids and just like having nothing and creating something out of nothing and like succeeding. It's incredible. It's incredible to know that someone in your family did that and was able to show you that you can do the same, you know, and probably more just with all their efforts.
That's true. It's a blessing. And that's why we, you know, give the flowers and the love to your family while they're here. Yeah. But the ones that aren't, always light that little candle, say those prayers and remember the ancestors and give them their love too. It's important. With Jason, it was interesting. We met via so to backtrack a little, I am an advisor to the Matindi Eagle Foundation. This is an Afro-Cuban legend in baseball. He is in 7 Baseball Hall of Fames. He played all 9 positions, hit, pitched before Shohei Ohtani. This guy was it. And his legacy, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about because of the dictatorship in Cuba. They did everything in their power to eliminate a lot of the stories and things. I mean, thank God, you know, his son has been able to document a lot, has it been able to uncover, write books, but still it's not enough. Like we need to continue to tell these stories. So what this foundation is, not only to ensure that his legacy is taught, but also doing good in the community and giving back. So a big shout out to Gilberto the Eagle. Also big shout out to Danny Torres, my buddy Danny Torres, who Talking 21 Baseball podcast, but also he's an amazing teacher, journalist. He connected me with Gilberto to set this off. So then how did I meet Jason through this? Well, through the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. That's also, he's a guest, my good friend, Mr. Kendrick, Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He asked his people to reach out to me, right? Via Sony PlayStation. So Sony PlayStation is putting together this feature in the upcoming game, MLB The Show 23. And they have something called the Negro League Storylines, and they're including 8 players that they're telling their stories and educating people, you know, all, you know, from age, you know, 10 to 70, whoever's into video games, right, could go on, they play that storyline, and then they unlock the character. Martin is the first Negro League Latino, Afro-Latino to be in history. This is the first time he's ever been in a video game, 21st century. It's a big deal.
Of course, that is a big deal. It's really great.
So yeah, so the really cool thing was NLBM, you know, the Negro League Baseball Museum, talking with Sony PlayStation. They said, hey, reach out to Giraldo. He's the advisor for the foundation, Matindi Eagle Foundation. And from there, Jason and I kept talking. You know, we started building a rapport. And I said, hey, I would love for you to be on the show, man. What you're doing is nothing short of amazing. It's a, you know, Latino running one of the biggest video games in the history of PlayStation, Xbox, whatever you name it. Like, it's important. We got to tell that story. So yeah. In a roundabout way, I know it took a little long, but that was kind of the backstory because I wanted to give a plug. And it was pretty cool. The release actually came out. The game officially released March 28th. Okay. And has been, like, the reviews have been absolutely amazing. Like, people have embraced it. They love playing the game, but also the feature within it, because it's educating a brand new generation of people that they probably would have never heard of.
Of course. That's such a cool way to share that knowledge, you know, make it and learn at the same time.
So, yeah. And a big shout out to Lo Primo. I always got to give a little plug. Cousins Collectibles. And yeah, so that was that episode. But Jason, your story, amazing. Looking forward to working with you again. Consummate professional. Just, it was a great experience to connect the foundation with PlayStation, with the Negro's Baseball Museum. Everything's been rolling along. So a big shout out to Gilberto as well. All right. Next episode is, and this is the recent one, this dropped last week. Mm-hmm. Episode 23, another one of my favorite numbers. It's called For the Love of the Game y Familia. Mm-hmm. Featuring Luis Dorante Jr. And Luis is the player alumni relations liaison, Spanish media liaison, and interpreter for the Miami Marlins.
Ooh. Pretty cool.
It does a lot. So let's hear this.
Yo, I me enseñó de que you just got to do things right. Do things right. If nobody's going to help you, do it yourself. What the heck, no? Pero lo que tengas aquí, el plan que tengas, just execute it. That's the most important part. Eso fue un internship 2012 con los Yankees. I translated for interviews and cleaning the chairs of the stadium, selling tickets, field entertainment, scanning tickets, a little security, a little bit of everything. It was great. I was a mascot one time too. I was Boomer.
I love them.
That's the grind. And yeah. Really cool thing about this episode, it's in Spanglish. Mm-hmm. So you're going to learn a little bit of Spanish. And if you don't know, get yourself some Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone.
But the really cool thing about this episode, you hear him talk Spanish, but then he talks English. And then when I jump in, I'm like explaining or I'm like kind of giving a... It's really cool. It's a really cool episode. The story, you know, wow. I don't want to let too much. Like, I share a little bit, but I don't want to tell too much because I also want all of you to listen, mi gente. Like, I want you to listen to the show. I want you to get inspired and share it with other people. But I want to give you enough. But by hearing that, what were your thoughts? Like, just by hearing?
Well, the first thing he said about his mom, you know, saying, you know, to keep, just, like, keep doing things, you know, keep at it. It reminded me of something that my mom always said to me, and like constantly growing up, she would say, you know, always finish what you start. Always just finish what you start. And, you know, then you could keep it moving and do something else. So that kind of like reminded me of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just going back and, just a little disclaimer, I listen to each episode a lot. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to know, like, I am very involved in the process. I mean, big shout out to Santiago, my editor. He does a phenomenal job. But I give him kind of that edit, that draft, then he takes it to another level. But mm-hmm. It's listened to quite a few times. And just the... There's moments in that episode you feel like his journey from Venezuela when he was a teenager to the U.S. Just the grind, like what his dad and his dad is a manager in baseball too, in the minor league system. So he at one point, in that quote you didn't hear, but he got that opportunity to intern while his dad was a manager.
Okay.
With the Yankees as well, like during in the organization. So that was pretty cool. Like they were rooming together. But now they've, the first time they are working under, like they're under the Marlins organization. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. His dad's a manager in the Florida Complex League mm-hmm. For the Marlins. And he's Luis is doing the Spanish media liaison, player alumni relations, interpreter. So, yeah, he's right in your backyard. Right in your backyard, Miami Marlins.
Marlins.
So, this episode was really cool. Big shout out to Luis. It was an honor. And to all the guests, these episodes are curated and for the people so they can be inspired and motivated. But it's also important that the guest is proud of their episode. And yeah, so any thoughts on the clips you heard? Any?
Well, right now, with the last one we just heard, it just made me think of like how, you know, you have to, like anything that you want to do, you have to start from somewhere, you know, and like work your way up, you know, perseverance until you get to where you want to be. So it just kind of made me think of that.
That is true.
Mi gente, when you get a chance, take it a step further after you listen. Help support Siempre Pa'lante by making a donation. This helps keep the lights on and, more importantly, brings you more cultural content and live events. Instead of buying that cafecito or fresh bagel, visit linktree.com/sp.alwaysforward. linktr.ee/sp.alwaysforward. Or go to the show notes for more info. Gracias.
So with that being said, we're going to transition into the shout outs. Now, this is very important. I love to reciprocate the love. When someone goes on, takes time to rate and review the show, I take this time to read that. And it feels good because these reviews add up and they mean a lot. And it shows that the show is being seen, it's being heard, and you're seen. And it's important. It's important. So I'm going to read a few here. And so let's see. We got this one is from my friend K Banger, Keith Salandi, a.k.a. K Banger. Episode 17, he was kind enough to drop a review. And I really liked it. I really like what he said here. He said, "A rising star. I'm not just saying this because I was a guest on the show. listen for yourself to these quality guests against well-edited and arranged media. Host Giraldo Alvarez brings many years of experience and passion to this, and it's only a matter of time before the popularity of the podcast shoots through the roof."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Let's see this next one. This next one's pretty cool. Santi Daza Quintero. This young man is actually, I met him at a conference that I went to, and I was doing a presentation. And we connected, and I've been mentoring him the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And I shared with him the show, and he wrote this really nice, this nice little clip here. Says, "Por fin un podcast," right? Mm-hmm. And it says here, "In any of the podcast episodes, you can just hear and get a sense of familia and passion towards not only Latino culture, but towards modern events, topics, and projects. Host Giraldo Alvarez has his unique style of being a vibrant, but humble and caring host. And you can tell that this podcast is exactly what's needed right now. Incredible podcast, and there's nothing better than finally finding a podcast where your culture is the topic."
Love that.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was really cool. This next one, big shout out to Santi. Big shout out to my man K Banger. Thank you. My good friend Terry. She blessed me. Family culture here. She says, "On this podcast, you're going to hear about everything you could ever imagine, from food, music, art, dance, family, and the list goes on. To learn of these founders, the different walks of life, and how they edify what they do and share their passion and how they paid it forward is immutable. I have thoroughly enjoyed every episode that has touched my ears thus far. The energy Giraldo brings will keep you on the edge of your seat. Trust me. The guests that are being asked can definitely help someone else's blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool. Big mm-hmm. shout out to Terry. Gracias, Terry. And this one here by my boy Malik. I honestly love listening to this podcast on my way to work. The host has a great energy and asks really insightful questions to his guests. I love how he also represents for the Latino community and brings guests that are pillars in the community. Always looking forward to the next episode.
Nice.
Yes. So those were a few of the plugs. And it's nice. I always like to show love to people that show me love, right? Not everybody loves a plug. Everybody likes a shout out.
Of course. All of those are like really great like feedback and these shout outs.